Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, Don Todrin here, Second Wind Consultants. How you doing? All right. You know, I'm reminded of an advertisement that, it played years and years ago. I don't even know how many, but, you know, it stuck in my mind. I bet many of you will remember that. And it would come on at about 10:30 at night, and it would ask you, do you know where your children are? And, you know, I would look at my wife, she would look at me, and fortunately we did. But sometimes we weren't sure. But, you know, it made the point. It made the point that we need to know that you know, it's important to know, and that if the answer is no, we don't, then you need to be thinking about that. All right, so parenting, children, you know, it's a very important subject, and there's a lot at risk, and we get that. But I can't help thinking that, gee, try this out. Do you know where your business is? I mean, really, do you know where it is? Now, I'm not talking location, but do you know the heartbeat of your business? Do you know the health of your business? Do you know the future of your business? Do you know what's going on in your business? Do you know where it is? Unfortunately, if I inspect you all, there are very, very, very few who do. For example, to know where your business is, let me start off with some easy questions. Well, what's your annualized gross revenue? In other words, here it is, we're into the, you know, fourth month of the year, and we've got a whole, you know, quarter under our belt. Actually a third under our belt. And so, you know, you've got a good feel for where we're at. At least you should. You should know your revenue and therefore multiply times three. And then there's your annualized revenue you're tracking. Maybe you've got seasonality, so it's bigger in the winter, the Christmas, and less in the summer, or maybe it's bigger in the summer. So you do a little few adjustments. You say, yeah, I know where my business is. I'm tracking $1.5 million. All right, well, that's good. That's good. But do you know it? I mean, do you have to do the math? I knew where my kid was, man. I knew where my kids were every minute. I mean, they could sneak away, but I knew. I had the plan. And I know where my business is because I'm looking at my numbers constantly. Why? Well, how else do I know where my business is and therefore what I'm doing? How about this one? Do you know your profit to earnings ratio? Well, that's a great number to know because, look, we're in business to make profit. If you don't know whether you are and how much you are, then how do you know how you're doing? How do you make decisions, pricing, product, marketing? How do you make any decisions if you don't know what your margins are? Because margins, profit, that's what runs our world. It's not gross revenue. It's net profit that we get to invest and spend, discretionary. How about this one? How are you pricing? How did you reach your price? Do you know what your costs really are? Well, I sat with somebody the other day, and he said, yeah, I know what my costs are to the penny, and I mark it up 35%, and I'm good. I said, well, that's good, man, but right now you're not taking a paycheck, you're not paying your taxes, you're not paying your rent, and you're here in my office because it's falling apart. So if it were true that you knew your expenses and you added 35% for your margin, then you wouldn't be here. So you don't know your costs. You don't know your expenses. You don't know your overhead. You don't know your ratios. And you're guessing. And in fact, how did you get to your price? Well, it's what the industry does. It's what my competition does. I'm a little higher. I chose to go a little higher than my competition. Well, that's great. But you're not making any profit, so it's not so great. How about well, what's your ratio between payroll and gross revenue? This is a big one because payroll comes every Friday. Payroll is a very expensive line item, frequently the biggest. And you know, you need to know that it's in line with an operating business that will be profitable. So if you're trimming in there at 40, 50, 60, 70%, then there's no way you can make a margin, a profit. It's impossible. Your business will fail. If you're in there at 25 to 30%, you'll win. If you're not tracking that, if you don't know that, then you don't know where your business is any more than you knew where your kids were. I could go on. I could go on and on and on. How about this? If you're a seasonal business, and I think every business is seasonal, I mean, some to a greater extent. If you're retail, then certainly, you know, certain types of retail, the Christmas quarter will be huge. Other types of retail, the summer will be big. You know, if you're recreational, the summer will be important. If you're holiday-oriented, you know, Valentine's Day, Halloween, you know, all that stuff works. So if you are fluctuating during the course of the year, if you're not just flat month to month to month, then your cash flow is going to go through extremes, up and down. And if you aren't in control over that, you're going to run out of cash in the summer, or you're not going to have enough revenue to pay for overhead and payroll and product in the winter. And all kinds of things are going to happen where at the end of the year, the numbers might look good, but getting there, you might be tripping all over the place because you don't have your cash flow under control. You don't know where your business is. Cost of goods, well, I mean, needless to say, critical. I mean, you've got to know all your costs, not just some of them. All your costs, fixed and variable. Absolutely. How about accounts receivable? Do you know what your average aging is? And nobody knows any of these answers, by the way. They're all easily obtained, but nobody knows them. And how much of your revenue is in over 90? Dangerland, over 60. Look, let me give you a simple idea. If you're over 90 and collecting your receivables, then you better have 90 days worth of cash in your checkbook, or else you're never going to make to the 90th day when you get your receivable. If you're net 60, you got to have 60 days in your checkbook. If you're net 30, you got to have 30 days. If you're COD, you're good. Now, not every business can be COD. And I hear, well, if I go net 30 and I collect on it, I'll lose my clients. Well, I'll tell you what, lose them, because you can't go net 60 and survive. So what's the point? What's the point of giving them net 60 or 90 if at the end of the day it's going to kill you? And by the way, that cash flow pro forma would tell you this if you projected what's reality, how you're running your business now, net 90. You'll see what it does to you. You'll see how stressed you are without cash. You'll see. You might be doing the revenue, but you don't have the cash. Cash flow can kill you. If you're rapidly growing or rapidly declining, you must be focusing on your numbers to chart your way through these things. And if you're not, you don't know where your business is. Now, our primary forte is clearly debt workout, unquestionably. And I can ask the same questions, but you know your debt. You know your debt. So you know where your business is regarding your debt. If you don't know all the other answers, chances are the debt is eating you up alive. Chances are your expenses are too high, your payroll's too high, your receivables too far out, your profit not there, your ratio is completely upside down, payroll again way too high, and on it goes, on it goes. So cash flow pro forma is critical to knowing where you are and what you're doing. And if you don't have one, you need one desperately. You need all of these things. So once we've done establishing ourselves as a debt workout specialist, and we do a great job in that, we knew that this wasn't the only answer, that we needed to teach our clients how to run their businesses more successfully than they are now. And that means turnaround consulting, management by the numbers, reinvention, sales and marketing, internet presence. All these things are critical to survival. So we put together a program called Four Pillars, and we offer it to our clients. And it's terrific. So we take out the debt, and then we give you the four pillars so that you can run your business successfully, and we teach you how to do it. It's awesome. We have one success after another. It isn't just the debt that's crushing you. Let me be very clear, very blunt, very specific. If the debt is crushing you, payables are crushing you, it's because your management skills are inadequate. It's a result of poor management decision-making. It's a result of not knowing where your business is. It's not the reason. It's the result. So, yeah, we'll attack the debt immediately because we've got to give you, you know, security and safety. We've got to take the fire away that's burning you down. We've got to eliminate this massive problem. But once we do, then the work really begins. The turning your business around, they're putting you back into focus on what your numbers are so that you know how to adjust your business and work appropriately so you can become profitable. Profit doesn't come from removing debt service. Profit comes from effective management and a full plan, operationally, financially, and sales and marketing-wise. Without that, you get nothing. Even if we take all the debt away, if you haven't solidified operations, finances, and sales and marketing, then you're destined to fail anyways, even without any debt. And that's the reality. So, yeah, I haven't heard that ad in a long time. You know where your children are. But I'm sure you all remember it. And if you do, you'll remember it for sure now. But the new question that I'm asking is, do you know where your business is? And if the answer is no, then call me. Call me quickly. We can help you. All right, folks. That's really my message for the day. Find your business. It needs help. All right. Have a great day, and thank you for listening. And I look forward to talking to you next week. Bye now.